This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
You're listening to bbclearningenglish.com.
It's time for English at Work. Anna, the new manager of Tip Top Trading, has got her work cut out. I mean, she's got a lot to do. Today, she's holding an away day for everyone at the company. But unfortunately, to save money, the away day isn't away, but at home in the office. And it's not a day either, just a morning. Anna's got to deliver some more bad news about saving money.
I don't know, things must be bad. They've only given us these cheap biscuits to have with our tea. Not those delicious Danish pastries we used to have.
I know, and look, no Earl Green tea either.
No, it's Earl Grey tea, Denise. Didn't you know that?
Anna, are you okay? You're looking a bit nervous.
I am. I've got some bad news to deliver. We might have to lose a member of staff to save money.
Oh, that's hard. You need to handle this one carefully. Explain the situation and give them the backstory.
What's the backstory?
The background to why the company is in this situation. Start by saying, let me just fill you in with the background.
Okay, here goes. Could you all take your seats, please? Right, I hope you enjoyed your tea and biscuits.
Biscuit, more like.
Now, for the second part of our away day, we need to talk about staffing. Let me fill you in with the background. As you know, we are working in tough economic conditions. Last year, head office told us we had to improve sales by 10% or face some serious consequences. And unfortunately, we have only increased by 7%.
I knew it. I'm going to be sacked. They always get rid of the woman who looks after the stationery first.
Well, you're not far off retirement anyway.
Cheeky.
So, Anna, whose fault is it that we haven't met our sales targets? Well, not me, obviously.
Anna, you need to give them the reasons for not meeting the sales target. Say, the reason we're in this situation in the first place is... and tell them why.
If you think it'll work, then I'll give it a go.
Go on, Anna. You'll be great.
OK. Well, Tom, you're right. It's not all your fault. The reason we are in this situation in the first place is we had a problem on our production line and we didn't have enough plastic fruit to sell. Then there was the small fire in the warehouse when lots of our stock melted.
Yeah, it was a meltdown.
Oh, it was. I remember that fireman who had to carry me out of the building. Anyway, Anna, you told us the reasons we're in this situation, but what are we going to do now?
Well, as I said, we are 3% short of meeting our sales target, so I want you all to get into groups and have a brainstorm about a quick way to boost our sales so we can tell head office that we are going to meet that 10% target after all. Off you go.
Yeah, right, yeah.
I've got some very good ideas.
Yeah, I've got a nice idea. A lot of dough. Yeah.
Have you?
Great work, Anna. What a leader. Despite having to deliver bad news, Anna has managed to explain the history of a situation and make everyone understand using the following phrases.
Let's look at the backstory. The reason we are in this situation in the first place is... Let me just fill you in with the background. Let's just remind ourselves how we got here in the first place.
Let's see how the team at Tip Top Trading are getting on.
Anna! Anna! I've got the answer!
Yeah, we've got the answer, Anna.
Go on then.
According to this paperwork, we make a weekly delivery to Mr. Plum for 10 perfectly plastic fruit baskets. But Tom hasn't accounted for receiving the money.
No.
Oh, Oh, really? So let's remind ourselves how we got here in the first place, shall we? It was an accounting error by Tom.
That's right.
Seriously, no, listen, I've been too busy, you know, what with the launch of the Awesome Apple and, well, you're not going to sack me, are you?
Tom.
From bbclearningenglish.com.